پاس آ لیا خاص العظم دستگیر دلیر آف آ لیا خاص العظم دستگیر
الحمد لله رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
It's mentioned from the many blessings and virtues one can attain by sending peace and blessings upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that none other than the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned that the one who recites 1,000 times peace and blessings upon me, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome yet again, dear viewers of Madi Channel, to another episode of this silsila called The Leader of the Awliya. Last episode, alhamdulillah, we talked about the blessed ibadat and the worship, the different forms of worship he, Sayyidina Ghawsipak, radiyallahu anhu, had performed and done throughout his entire life. And we took lessons from this. Inshallah, azza wa jal, this episode, we will look at the life lessons that we all can attain. Me and you, inshallah, azza wa jal, from his blessed life, Sayyidina Ghawsipak, radiyallahu anhu. And there are many narrations, for example, his piety and how you can take lesson from his piety and his ability to refrain from sins, his fear of Allah, his mercy and his power and jalali state. And inshallah, azza wa jal, as parents and as the youth of this day and age, dear viewers on Madni Channel, if we try to understand today, as always, you know, what kind of piety do we have? What kind of taqwa do we have? What kind of ability do me and you have to refrain from sins? What is our mindset in this field? And are we fearful of Allah Azza wa Jal? Do we refrain from sins due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? Do we have that fear? And I would like our Maballik Da'wat Islami Bilal Bhai to tell us some narrations and then explain how we can take some Madni pearls from these narrations to benefit our life here and in the hereafter. Inshallah, Bilal Bhai.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. I'd like to mention a very famous waqi'ah in which Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala at a young age when they set off for Baghdad Sharif from Jilan, from their hometown. And remember, they went along with a caravan, and on the way to Baghdad Sharif, the caravan was attacked by 60 robbers who started snatching the valuables from the travelers, as mentioned. So they took everything from all the other passengers upon that caravan. However, when it came to Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, at the young age, he was a young man at that time, none of the robbers asked them, because they thought that he's a young man, he doesn't have anything. So then, coincidentally, one robber who was walking past Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam, he asked, "Oh boy, do you have anything?" I replied bravely, I said, "Yes, I have 40 dinar." Then the robber considered it as a joke and he moved on. After a short while, another robber came and he asked the same question. And again, I gave the same reply that, "Yes, I have 40 dinars." Then both of them came together and made the intention that they will inform their chief about me. So the chief called me towards him and then he asked about the dinar. And again, I replied the same thing again, that yes, I have 40 dinar. Now, then the chief of the highway robbers, he searched me. And he actually found 40 dinar, which were sewn in the inside pocket of Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam's shirt. Now, all the people were amazed, all the caravan people and also the highway robbers were amazed to see that the truthfulness of Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam.
At a young age as well.
At a young age and in such a situation, where your life is also at risk. And he mentions that
Sayyidi Ghawsiyah mentioned himself that when the chief asked him regarding why did you tell the truth, then this statement is such a statement which should be recorded on tablets. It should be recorded on rocks, on papers, on walls, and as a full life lesson for us. They mention that before I departed from my hometown, my mother had made me promise to tell the truth in every circumstance and to never speak a lie. The next sentence is beautiful. He says, I cannot break the promise I have made to my mother. Listening to this, the chief of the robbers burst into tears and said, alas, you have sincerely fulfilled the promise you made to your mother, but I have been going against the promises for years which I have made to my Rabb Azza wa Jal. Now, impressed by the sincerity and the piety of this young traveler of the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, the chief of the robbers repented on the hands of Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam as a young man, and the fellow thieves also repented and said to the chief, O chief, you were our leader when we were robbers. Now you will also lead us to the path of righteousness. And what does Sayyidi Allah Hazrat say beautifully? Nigahe wali me wo ta'seer dekhi, badalti hazaron ki taqdeer dekhi. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qasim bhai, alhamdulillah azawajal, this waqia is very famous. And year in, year out, we are blessed with the opportunity to listen to this waqia. But how many of us actually ponder regarding this statement that his mother gave him? And she only said it once, radiallahu anha. She said it once, and then Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam implemented that, not only then, and not only made a promise to her, but even in such a difficult time, like being robbed and being threatened life at the death point.
Now, I was going to say, Bilal bhai, you know, it's a beautiful narration. It's very famous as well. And with the dear viewers of Madhya Channel joining us, if we try to break down a little bit, you know, the life lessons that we can attain from this kind of story, this kind of narration. And the first thing I want to direct it, especially towards the parents, because you know, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam at a young age is mentioned that he had love for the deen, for the knowledge of Islam. And you know, today we send our children to universities, we send them to schools, very high, massive, you know, top of the range schools, you know, and we let them go for years on end until they become something, you know, a doctor, a lawyer, some kind of big status he attains through this. But when it comes to the deen, you know, it's very difficult. When it comes to the 3 days of the Madani Qafila, when it comes to the Ijtima of Dawat Islami, you know, we start thinking 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times that what if this or what if that. And here we have a beautiful Madani pearl, first of all from the Blessed Mother of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, that, you know, it's okay son, you go, because it's also mentioned in this narration that when Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam said that I want to go learn the deen, I want to go learn the knowledge, seek the knowledge of Islam, go my son.
The thing was that their blessed father had passed away when this had happened, when this waqia had happened, and when their blessed mother sent them off to seek Islamic knowledge. And it mentions in the books of history that Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam, blessed father, left some money behind, some wealth behind, and that was to give to Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam and their brother so that they can go out and seek Islamic knowledge. The actual number was 80 dinar.
80 dinar, yes. And 40 for his brother and 40 for himself.
Subhanallah. And look at that division. And that was the 80 were given to Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam. But they say that I took 40 and left 40 for my own brother. Sayyid Abu Ahmad, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. It shows also that those people who are in authority, if they are affected in a good manner in Islam, and they begin to reform themselves, then also those who are below them will also, inshallah, follow in their footsteps. So one other thing which you mentioned, look, Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam, Blessed Mother, sent them off in a beautiful manner. Yeah. And she said to, I bid you farewell and I send you in the path of Allah, I'll meet you on the Day of Judgment now. So she didn't expect to see them back as well.
She gave him in the way of Allah.
But when our parents send us out to go to school or wherever the children go to, they say, the parents also remind them, do not go to this certain place, do not hang out with bad company. But even though our parents have said it once, they will say every single time we leave, but every single time we will disobey them. In history, it's been shown by the pious men of Allah Azza wa Jal, they had such a devotion not only to Allah Azza wa Jal and to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, but to the parents as well. And no doubt this is a commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, to be kind with the parents. And when they say anything, we should obey them. So what we have to remember is that from the life of Sayyidi Ghawth-e Azam, how much they obeyed the statement of their mother and their father, and not only their statements, but they acted upon their teachings. Remember we mentioned how much ibadat they had. If we look at our state today, we can deduce this ourselves, how far we are from the deen. So I humbly request that the viewers of Madani Channel, that we try to affiliate ourselves and have istiqamat in this mahola da'at Islami. This love of these pious awliya-i kiram will be instilled in our hearts in such a way that we will become practicing Muslims as well.
And we try to stop lying as well. We try to abstain from this haram act, this very evil act, you know, that leads to many other evils. You know, when you lie once, you tell another lie, and then you tell another lie to cover that lie.
Allah.
So we do dua, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that Allah Azza wa Jal, please save us from this terrible sin, this cancer in our society. And through the environment of Da'at Islami, we gain knowledge about our deen, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. To understand the piety and respect of Ghawth-e Azam, even though he is the leader of all the friends of Allah, the leader of the awliya, I have a narration here, Bilal boy, about three students at the time of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam. You know, it was him and there were two other students who were accompanying him. And at their time, you know, when Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam was a student, they were going to a wali, a friend of Allah, someone who's very high ranked. And he was also the ghost of his time. He was, you know, a friend of Allah, and he's very well known due to his karamat, especially being in front of the naked eye and then disappearing in front of the naked eye. This was his karamat, and he became famous for this. Then, you know, obviously when this became mashur, this became famous, these karamat of this wali, Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam and his two, you know, fellow students of knowledge, they decided to go and see him. Then, you know, cutting a very long story short, the mafhum of the story is that when they were walking, one of the students, they said to Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam and the other student, say student A, student number one, student number one says that I will ask him such a question that he won't be able to answer. He's talking about the wali that they're going to meet. Says I will ask him such a question that he won't be able to answer. Then the second one, student number two, he says I will ask a question just to see what his reply will be. So the first one says I will ask a question that he can't give you an answer to. The second one says that I will ask a question just for the sake of it. Then Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam radiyallahu anhu, Qurban Jaya upon Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam, he says, I won't ask any questions, because remember his karamat was to appear and disappear in front of the naked eye. He says, I won't ask any questions, I will just try to look at him and gain blessings. Then they carried on this journey. This was the conversation before they got to the wali. When they got there and they arrived to the wali, before any of them could say anything, the wali looked at the first one. You know, the one who says, I will ask him a question that he won't be able to answer. When the wali of his time looked at him, before he opened his mouth, he says, you are the one who wants to ask me a question, and you are the one who wants to ask me such a question that I won't be able to give an answer to. And then he goes on to say, here's your question, here's your answer, and I see the fire of disbelief burning inside of you. Now when the wali said this, a few years later, the same boy who made intention that I'm going to go to this wali and I'm going to ask him such a question that he can't give an answer to, it's mentioned that a few years later he became murtad, he became a kafir. And this is exactly what happened. Then he looked at the second student who was with Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam. And the second student, what did he say? I will ask him just a question just for the sake of it, just to see what his reply is going to be. When he looked at him, before he opened his mouth, the wali says that you want to ask me a question just for the sake of it, just to see what kind of reply I have, and here's your answer. And now I can see that the world has gotten too close to your ears. The world has gotten too close to your ears, meaning you have indulged yourself too much into the world. And in the future, this is exactly what happened with him. Then we looked at our master, Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam, the leader of the awliya, which is the title of this silsila, the leader of all the walis. His blessed foot is on the neck of every single wali. It's mentioned that when he looked at Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam, he looked at him with a merciful gaze. And he called Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam in a very polite way, in the most polite way, to come and stand near him. And then he just mentioned that through your respect, through your adab, I can see that you will succeed.
Inshallah.
And you will stand at the Minbar Sharif in Baghdad Sharif. And when you are standing at the Minbar Sharif at Baghdad Sharif, you will say that my foot is on the neck of every single wali.
Allah.
You know, such a beautiful narration this is. Bilal Bhai, what can we take from this? What Madani pearls can we take from this? You know, there's a lot of youth probably who are watching now, and even the elderly, you know, especially students of knowledge as well. Those in Madrasatul Madina, those at Madrasatul Madina Baligan, what beautiful, beautiful Madani pearls can we take and lessons for ourselves?
From that waqia, one thing really stood out to me, and it was the statement of the Waliullah. And it's been mentioned that the chosen people of Allah Azza wa Jal, they have a very powerful impact just upon what they say.
Yes,
and one example of this is mentioned that Sayyiduna Baba Farid Ganja Shakar Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, a woman came into their court and asked, Your Highness, I have 3 young daughters whom I need to get married. Please help me. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said to his servants, whatever is available in this place, give it to the woman. The servant said, Your Highness, nothing is left over today. Listening to this statement, the woman started to cry. And because she states her, she had all hopes upon coming to the court of Sayyidina Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And that she's helpless, she's in need, she's poor. And then listening to this and looking at her state, and the awliya kiram know the state of an individual, they know, they truly know if he is really in need or not. And then what do they mention? They say to this woman, get some clay and bring it to me. This clay was from outside. So she picked up the clay, brought it into Sayyidina Baba Farid Ganja Shakar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And what's mentioned is that they recited Bismillah Sharif on that clay. Remember, it's clay. And they recited Suratul Ikhlas. After that, they performed dhamm. They blew upon that clay. And in that instant, that clay turned to gold. And then it's mentioned that the woman, seeing this, was stunned. The people around who were present, the attendees, were also stunned. So what happened was then the woman took the gold home. And she was happy because she now knew that she has something to give for her daughters. And the people were all stunned. They went back. But the next thing is very powerful. And this is the main focus, and it's linked to what you said. And it's linked to the waqia. It's mentioned that she attained purity, and she grabbed some clay, different clay. She recited Surah Al-Ikhlas as well. Bismillah, Surah Al-Ikhlas. She blew on it, but nothing happened. She blew on it. She performed the same action as Sayyidi Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, the exact same action, but nothing happened. Then she came, after 3 days, she is doing this action. Then what happened? She came to the court of Sayyidina Ganja Shakar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and then asked that, Ya Huzur, Your Highness, I did this action which you did, but this to no gain. Is no use.
It's all in vain. She's trying, but
exactly.
You know, every time she reads Surah Ikhlas and blows, the dhamm on the soil is not turning into gold.
Then the next sentence which Sayyidina Baba Fariduddin Ganja Shakar rahmatullahi ta'ala says is the main focal point here. He says, You perform the very same action that I performed, but you do not possess the same very tongue as I do. The awliya-e-kiram, what was the main point? That whatever they utter, the chosen people of Allah, whatever they say, it has a very, very big impact. It can turn clay into gold. And so this is the effect of the pious people of Allah, Sayyidi Ghawth-e-Azam, as mentioned by the Buzurg, that you will be the king of all the awliya. So this is just a statement. Is very powerful. So we have to always be careful about what we say about the Buzurgan-e-Deen. Not only say, but what we think about them.
Yeah.
Because that's what we prove from this waqia.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many, many, many blessings and many lessons that we can attain from the life of Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam radiallahu anhu. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all tawfiq to try and follow his blessed life. Unfortunately, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the episode has ended, and what a beautiful episode it was, talking about the life lessons that we can attain from the life of Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam radiallahu anhu. Inshallah, I wish we had more time. But however, the next episode, we will talk about why he is the leader of the awliya Allah. Why Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam radiallahu anhu will go further into his wilayat, further look at his blessed life, and see why has Allah chosen him as the leader of the awliya, why his blessed foot is on the neck of all the awliya Allah. So inshallah, azawajal, make sure to tune in and make sure you watch the next episode of this silsila, leader of the awliya. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The leader of awliya.